This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Asian Games, India has amassed a medal tally of 100 medals, including 25 gold, 35 silver and 40 bronze at the Hangzhou in China. The 100 medal for the country was won by the women's Kabaddi team. In a closely fought match, India beat Taipei 26-25 in a thrilling match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent on clinching 100 medals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is a momentous achievement for India at the Asian Games." He said the people of India are thrilled that we have reached a remarkable milestone of 100 medals. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt congratulations to the phenomenal athletes whose efforts have led to this historic milestone for India. The Prime Minister will host and interact with the Asian Games contingent once they arrive back home on the 10th of this month. Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated all the athletes on India, touching the 100 medal mark in the Asian Games. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said, "They are an inspiration for the sportspersons of the future." He said, "In the history of 72 years of the Asian Games, Indian athletes have broken multiple world records and made new Asian records."
हुई मेडल्स की बौछार इस बार 100 पार आपने वर्तमान और भविष्य के खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक नई प्रेरणा दी है और चीन में जब जब गोल्ड जीता तब तिरंगा शान से लहराया है और 100वां मेडल किसी और गेम में नहीं भारत की कबड्डी टीम ने जिताया है। एशियन गेम्स के 72 साल के इतिहास में इस बार हमारे एथलीट्स ने कई विश्व रिकॉर्ड तोड़े और बहुत सारे एशियन रिकॉर्ड्स बनाए भी।
In men's individual compound archery final, Ojas Devtale grabbed the gold while Abhishek Verma settled for the silver medal. Devtale won just by 2 points with a final score of 149. With this, India's archery campaign comes to a close at the Games. The 52nd GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the meeting. It has been attended by finance ministers of states and union territories and senior officials from centre and states. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary is also taking part in the meet. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is all set for a day's visit to Uttarakhand today. During his stay, he is to preside over the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at the Narendra Nagar in Tihri district. The meeting is likely to be attended by the Chief Ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand. Later on, the Home Minister will also be participating in the 49th All India Police Science Congress, which has been held at the Forest Research Institute in the state capital of Dehradun. Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority confirmed the death toll from the flash floods in Sikkim to 27, including Indian Army personnel with 141 missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in the Tista. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away. Till now, 2,413 people have been rescued and 26 persons injured. Around 6,875 persons have taken shelter in 22 relief camps. The two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency concluded in New Delhi yesterday with a resolve by the NIA and all anti-terror squads on and counter-terrorism units of all the states to intensify coordinated efforts to counter terrorism threat. The key directions given by Home Minister Amit Shah while inaugurating the conference on Thursday included design of a common training module and multidimensional use of various national databases to investigate, prosecute and prevent crimes. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees for the kin of each of the deceased victims of the fire at a residential building at Goregaon in Mumbai. He also announced medical treatment at government expense to the injured persons of SRA building at Unnat Nagar in Goregaon. Mr. Shinde visited the Hindu Hriday Samrat Balasaheb Thackeray Trauma Care Centre and inquired about the condition of the injured persons. In cricket, Afghanistan were 145 for 6 wickets in 33 overs against Bangladesh in the ICC ODI World Cup at Dharmashala in Himachal Pradesh when last reports came in. Earlier, Bangladesh has won the toss and opted to bowl first against Afghanistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.